Warning, the podcast you're about to hear has a unique conservative perspective and may be politically incorrect, containing some controversy in its message. This episode may speak out against liberalism, socialism, the dark state, and religious organizations. It is possible that evil in politics, education, law, society, and religion will be discussed and exposed. However, we believe this podcast adds truth and value to a mature, disenfranchised audience who may be tired of apostate religions and wicked world systems. Listeners who are easily offended, overly sensitive, or have progressive leanings sympathetic to the topics we expose should be forewarned not to listen any further. We thank both those who choose to listen as well as those who choose not to listen. You've been warned. And now, let us get on with the show.
Oh my goodness, I'm glad we have that disclaimer.
I know, right?
Yeah. Because this is one show for sure where we are going to be talking about stuff that these libtards and Satanists will just get all up in arms about. You know, they'll freak out over what we're going to say. Because, well, they have a false system.
That's right.
They live in a false system. And so what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the first story. We're going to talk about these confused trans gendered people. Now, I didn't look into this really heavy today, but I saw in our local news that Congress either passed the law or was on the. Or no, I'm sorry, not Congress. I think it was a House of Representatives. Anyway, a law about, you know, equality. It was the civil right, like a civil rights act, but instead of for race, you know, it was for these transgender, non-binary creatures. You know, it's just kind of like the gay marriage thing. There's just a host of issues that are going to come down from this. You know, the devil's really is in the details on these things.
Yeah,
but you know, I'm not from here, and neither are you. You know, more than likely, if you're listening to this show, and there's not a whole lot you can do about this stuff, and it's the iniquity that has to fill up, you know, for the end, and that's why we're talking about it, so you can see this kind of ridiculous iniquity and sin, and just this total rebellion against God, and when you see that through these stories, then at the end, you'll understand why it's ending and what the destruction we're seeing in the weather patterns and things like that. You'll understand that a lot better knowing the stories that go ahead of it. So we're talking about these trans people. It's really ridiculous, as usual. And then more child abuse, extreme child abuse coming out of Utah. And then some disgusting Soylent Green type of stories. You know, it's true. Stuff that's legalized. I mean, we have reached a pinnacle of corruption that probably history has not seen. And then we're going to talk about the main weather stories going from the most current down to just a few days ago. Because there's a lot covered there, but you'll see that in you know, the middle of the continent of the USA, just getting slammed so late in the season, you know, so late in May, it was June right around the corner, and it's still snowing in Arizona. And it's the earth groaning, and the thing is, they're not just weather patterns, or it's not just something of like, oh, Jeff, boy, we had a bad year, next year will be okay, or in a couple of years. It's not like that. It's not like it used to be. You know, I keep saying this over and over when I do this show. It's only going to get worse.
Right.
And it has got worse. Since I've been saying that, it literally has got worse. And it's getting worse exponentially also. Not little by little, but in great leaps and bounds. We will see skyrocketing food prices this year. Yeah. You're going to see it because of the destruction. And this nation is under judgment. The world is under judgment. The every nation, every kindred, every tongue is under judgment. And it's going to end, and it's going to end suddenly when it does. And those very last ending moments is when the people, the inhabitants of this earth, of this plane, will see the Son of Man coming in all his glory.
Amen.
And every knee is going to bow. They're going to weep when they realize what a stupid game that they've been playing. And both the living and the dead will be in that same boat. If you haven't listened to the Ezra shows, listen to the Ezra shows, and because he really lays out, 4th Ezra really lays out what's going to happen, the signs at the very end.
Mm-hmm.
The signs at the very end. Normally, I don't, you know, really look at those signs too much because I figure, hey, once he appears in the clouds, once the Son of Man comes back and the angels start gathering, you know, I don't really care too much about other signs. You know, I know it's over. But for the people remaining, they're going to see these things. Anyway,
all right.
It's going to be incredible. So that's, you know, that's where we're going today in this show. We're talking about this incredible evil that's all around us and the total collapse of humanity as a species, the total takeover of demons in humans, flesh suits. That's what it is. It's just a total demonic takeover. And then at the end, you'll see the destruction and you'll understand, well, this is why it's being destroyed, because of the iniquity being, you know, filled up so much. And it has to be. You can't stop it. And you can't worry about it too much, you know, because it just is.
Right.
Because if it doesn't happen like this, then it's never going to end. You know, there's a timeline. God has a moed. He has a timeline of pulling the plug.
Right.
And part of the signs of that timeline is the iniquity being filled up.
Amen.
Amen?
That's right.
Okay, Ms. Kapow. Shall we just get on to the first story? And then when we get to the weather, you have a scripture.
Okie doke.
How about
Sounds
that?
Good.
That way it's all in context.
Yep. Sounds good.
So the first disgusting story we have today is trans dads tell doctors, quote, you can be a man and have a baby, end of quote.
Mm.
Let me say something here. Now, I'm not a big, you know, medical fan, right?
Mm.
I don't like the medical system. I don't want to be in the medical system. I don't want to be part of that.
No.
But these men and women who become doctors into the medical field have spent years in schooling for their profession,
mm-hmm.
right? So whether somebody gets a bad doctor or they get misdiagnosed or, you know, they don't do this or do that, or whether, doesn't take away the fact that these people have devoted a lot of time and a lot of study to get to where they're at.
That's true.
And in that sense, in the scientific sense of the medical world, these are very bright people, right?
That's right.
In the realm that they work in, they're very smart. And these men and women have gone through school and they've studied the science of medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And what they've learned is that there is a male of the human species, a gender called male, and there is a biological female gender of the human species. And a lot of times these doctors, these men and women, go through specialized training to specialize in their medical field dealing with a specific gender
mm-hmm.
of a male or female, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you have prostate problems, when you have prostate problems, you don't go to a gynecologist. Right, Ms. Kapow?
Yeah.
You go to a doctor who has spent years and years in medical science studying the male anatomy when it comes to that issue.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a female and you're going to have a baby, You don't go to the proctologist.
No.
You go to the gynecologist.
Mm-hmm.
Or the specialized family doctor.
Exactly.
Okay, because there's male and female. The Bible says he created them male and female.
Mm-hmm.
There's no such thing as interbinary or gender changing your... That is demonic mental illness.
Yep.
It's a mental illness that is related to demonic infestation in that human body. That's what that is. So when I tell you this story, you keep in mind that these doctors, according to this story, to Fox News, are stupid because they can't recognize the problems of trans dads.
They reject the truth is what they're doing.
Yes, exactly. But this article, instead of saying these people are idiots, you know, it's the doctors who have to change. We all have to change. And if this this civil rights law, if something did pass or something, we're gonna notice problems, or people that are in business, or there's gonna be issues.
Yeah.
So transgender men. Now, what's a transgender man?
Is a woman that became a man.
Yes, a transgender man is a female who is either dressing, acting like a man, but they're still a biological female. And the hypocrisy of these demonoids is that they will keep their female plumbing while mm-hmm. looking like a dude.
Yep.
So if you want to be a man, get rid of the female plumbing and have something sewed on.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be a female, if you're a transgendered woman, cut your junk off. Go for it. Mm-hmm. Why are you still hanging on to your biological gender if you deny that that is even a thing?
Mm-hmm.
Part of the mental illness, demonic mental illness. Transgender men say they face misinformation. They face bias. And you know what? They face a lack of understanding from the medical establishment when they decide to start a family. See, now it's the medical establishment's fault.
Yeah.
It's their fault. So here's a story. The other thing to keep in mind is the 33s.
Yeah, I see that.
There's a lot of 33s in this article. And that's, to me, that tells you something. It tells you right where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
When Jay Thomas, 33, decided he wanted to get pregnant in 2016, he spoke to his physician. That's the first sentence. Right there, that's horrible English, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it says when he wanted to get pregnant. Well, we all know that a male of the human species cannot get pregnant.
That's right.
Right? Mm-hmm. As much as I would love to carry our baby, Miss Kapow, because I already have the stomach that looks like I am pregnant.
That's not true.
So why not? You know, then I could wear like that maternity clothes and stuff like that. And I would have an excuse. Instead of calling me fat, I'd be like, no, you're not. I'm not fat. I'm pregnant.
I'm just pregnant, yeah.
Exactly. You know, then I'd be offended. But no, we can't do it. But Thomas, apparently he's a cook in Kentucky, explained to the doctor that he and his wife, Jamie Brewster, who is
also 33,
there you go, are both transgender. Okay, so let me stop there. So he is a she, right?
And she is a he.
Yes. The wife is the male, and the husband is the female.
That's already so confusing.
Yeah. But it's the doctor's fault. It's the doctor's fault for not having the crystal ball, right? It's their fault. You know, all that year of medical school, they just don't understand trans people. Mm-mm. So he tries to explain to the doctor that he had been on testosterone for more than 2 years. Why is that? Because it's a female who's trying to look like a man. Mm-hmm. So they're taking male hormones that are not naturally produced in females. And you know what the doctor said? The doctor said that Thomas had likely gone through early menopause because of the male hormones, right? Mm-hmm. And that if they were able to conceive at all, he would have to go off the hormone for at least 18 months. Mm. So this stupid doctor, who's probably spent at least 8 years in medical in school, mm-hmm. at least, right, Ms. Capel?
At least.
Probably more like 10 to 12.
Yeah, because he specialized.
Specialized. So he spent all this year studying the science of medicine. And he's so ignorant about these trans things that he says, hey, your male testosterone that you've been taking probably screwed up your female body and you're not going to be able to conceive. You might have to get off the drugs.
Yeah, and that's reasonable.
Yeah, I think so. But nay, nay. Because guess what? None of that turned out to be true.
Yeah.
According to Thomas. Thomas, who's a cook, right? Compared to a medical doctor who spent 12 years studying science to a guy who flips cheeseburgers, knows more. Because he's the one getting the press on this. I said Fox News. It's CBS News. You hear? See where I'm going with it?
Mm-hmm.
You see my bitey tongue?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because none of that turned out to be true, according to Thomas, who gave birth to the couple's son, Dorian, less than a year after that doctor's appointment.
Yeah, and Dorian is 2 now.
So this Thomas says, we got pregnant in 3 months. Well, good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good for you. How is that the doctor's fault for giving you good advice that you probably have to get off the testosterone to get pregnant? But he's, I'm not getting off it because I'm still transitioning to a man. And then he gets pregnant. How is that the doctor's fault? But yeah, it is.
Yep. Now they're making the doctor look like the bad guy.
The he's doctor's
trying to
a
prevent
bad.
Prevent these people from getting pregnant.
Yes. They're being mean.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most persistent myths transgender men and non-binary people. Non-binary means they're neither male nor female. They're just...
It's.
So they hear from doctors is that testosterone has sterilized them. While testosterone generally blocks ovulation, trans men can get pregnant while taking it, particularly if they are not taking it regularly. Well, if you're not taking it on a regular basis, well, then you're not taking it and you're probably going to get pregnant.
Yeah, it's logical.
But nay, nay, that the agenda of the article is to make all of us comply with their mental illness.
That's right.
Let me clarify, their demonic mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't natural mental illness. This is demonic mental illness.
That's right.
These are demonic lies in these human beings that have given themselves over to a great deception. So the article says, just one example of the misinformation and discouragement transgender men say they face from the medical establishment when they decide to get pregnant.
Sad.
Yeah. A problem advocates and experts blame on a lack of training and research around transgender healthcare, as well as doctors' biases. Wow.
There you go.
12 years of medical school, and you're still so stupid, you lack training when it's regarding to people that are so mentally ill, they think they're another gender.
Mm-hmm.
Shame on you. And of course, you're biased. You're biased because you're looking at a female going, you know, what? Okay, so it's all their fault.
They have no empathy.
They have no empathy. They're bad. Anyway, the article goes on, and I can read the whole thing, and I'm not going to. But there's one other thing here that shows you how bad the medical people are to transgenders. Let's see. It says there was a recently published case that described a transgender man who went to an emergency room with severe abdominal pain. Okay, keep this in mind. This female looks exactly like a dude.
That's right.
Because the whole goal is to not look like a female, right? Mm-hmm. The goal is to look like a man. So this person comes into the emergency room, looks like a man with abdominal pain. But the doctors were slow to realize that he was pregnant and in danger. You know why? Because it looked like a man having stomach problems. Mm-hmm. It didn't look like a female having stomach problems that could possibly be pregnant.
Right.
And then the man delivered a stillborn baby several hours later. Mm. And guess whose fault that is?
The medical profession.
The medical profession. It's because they didn't recognize that the man still had a vagina. Mm. Shame on them. And it goes on and on and on. And I'm about to throw up and I got to quit reading.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's that whole entitlement thing.
Yes. You know what I mean?
That's what's annoying too.
You will respect me for being mentally ill. I posted on our Facebook page, Fifth Hook Media, a little satire from the Babylon Bee, and the article's hilarious. If you get a chance, click the article. It's the Babylon Bee does satire and a lot of Christian satire, or I should say, cultural Christian satire. That's why I love it. It's so funny. They make fun of this stuff. But they have a picture of a bear, a grizzly bear, in a wrestling ring, throwing some guy around, right? It's Photoshop, you know, cheesy thing. But the whole article is about this bear who transhumaned.
Yep.
His pronouns are he, his, and human. Mm-hmm. And he thinks he's human, and so he decided to go into a career of wrestling. And no one could beat him because he's breaking legs and just destroying every opponent because he's a grizzly bear. Well, I mean, he's a human,
transhuman.
He's a transhuman, and it's really funny. So it goes really along with what's going on here.
Because that's ridiculous. It is.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, and more demon news. All the demons in the news are about demons in people, or else you wouldn't make the news, right? Mm-hmm. If you're a godly person and you're serving the Lord in a godly fashion, right, and you have God's righteousness, are you going to be in the news?
Nope.
No, you're not going to be in the news. You're not newsworthy. You're not doing anything newsworthy. What are they going to do? Post an article? The Daily Mail going to post an article? Christian man loves his brother like Christ told him to.
Yeah. I don't think so.
No. So here's a Utah man, and Utah's getting worse and worse, boy. And they got LGBT problems there, and the Mormon church has accepted that, and they're fighting this, and they got all kinds of problems. And then there's an article with the LGBT suicide rates, like double for teenagers rather than, you know, regular kids. I wonder why. So Utah man fractures, and I hate this story. I'm sorry, but I have to read it and tell you about it because I'm telling you that's why we're being destroyed.
Yep, you're right.
This guy did not wake up one day and decide to do this. This guy has yielded his life to demonic entities. I don't know how or when or why. I just know that he did because I can tell by his fruit, by his behavior. This is demonic. A Utah man fractures his three-month-old baby's skull by slamming her into a wall and punching her in the head because she wouldn't stop crying.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? That is demonic.
Amen. Yep, it is.
And this piece of demonic crap, because that's what it is, was arrested on 2 counts of child abuse.
In Utah.
In Utah. He was arrested for hitting his three-month-old baby's head against the wall. Three-month-old, people.
I know.
Three-month-old. To make her stop crying. What an... I bite my tongue. He's 38 years old. They were contacted by Child and Family Services about a baby girl that had a skull fracture and brain bleeds, both fresh and old. So this ain't the first time. He was interviewed by officers, and then he ended up confessing that he hit her and then also punched this baby, punched it in the back of the head because she was crying. He hit her with a closed fist, and then he spanked her 10 times on the buttocks. Are you serious? And this demon-possessed guy has no criminal history or police record.
Wow.
He just wake up one day and decide he's going to do this? No. I don't know how. I don't know when. But demons have infested this person to the point of total control.
Yep.
Because a normal... human that was free from demons in the past would not do that. Mm-mm. Demon story number three. Washington State.
Oh, this is nasty.
Becomes the first state to legalize composting of humans.
Can you imagine? No. There was someone in this article, too, said that he'd like to have his body after it's been composted. So that the family can grow tomatoes. Something like that.
Yeah. You could imagine.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about this before. When this lady was first came out. Well, at least I did on a Freedom Friday. I talked about it before where she was trying to get it legalized. This is the follow-up article where it did get legalized.
Yay!
This is necro, not only necromancy, but it is dabbling with the dead things. This can only attract the most weird, spiritually defunct creatures you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
like that guy you just said that wants to give his composted body to his family so they grow tomatoes. Say, that's weird. That's demonic.
That's nasty. Yeah.
Washington has become the first state in the nation to pass a law allowing composting of an alternative to burial or cremation of human remains. The fact that we're even here today, it just should just scream at us.
Mm-hmm.
Why we're being destroyed. That we're even here today. This should be repulsive to the vast majority of real humans.
Mm-hmm.
It should be. Governor Jay Inslee signed a bill Tuesday legalizing human composting. And it's going to go into effect this time next year.
Mm.
Currently in Washington, bodies could either be cremated or buried. You know, just like most states, right?
Mm.
The process of recomposition provides a third option. It speeds up the process of turning dead bodies into soil. It's a practice known as human composting. The bill describes the process as a contained, accelerated conversion of human remains to soil. This article will tell you the process. And yeah. I tell you, it's bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, you know, when you get cremated, you know, the body goes into a crematorium. Mm-hmm. You don't see it. They do their thing. They put it in a hot fire. They burn the bones. And they do all this stuff. They give it to you in a little box. And there you go. In California, there's laws against spreading cremains. You can't just take, legally, somebody's cremains, open it up, and spread them at your favorite park.
Yeah,
there's laws against that, even though, yeah, I'm sure...
people do it, but still, there is a law.
There's laws. But here, maybe, there's not going to be.
Mm-mm.
The sponsor is Senator Jamie Peterson, said it's environmentally friendly way of disposing of human remains. You can see all the hippies loving this stuff.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
It's about time we apply some technology, allow some technology to be applied. What an idiot. to this universal human experience. Because we think that people should have the freedom to determine for themselves how they'd like their body to be disposed of. Hmm. Really?
Wow.
And here's how it works. Katrina Spade, this is the gal I talked about before. She's the CEO of the Human Composting Company. She was the one that was trying to get it legalized, and now she has. The company is called Recompose.
Mm, nice.
And she explained the process of turning a dead body into soil. Here's what she says. The body is covered in natural materials, like straw or wood chips. And over the course of about 3 to 7 weeks, thanks to microbial activity, it breaks down into soil. So basically, it's like when you find a dead body that's been murdered in the canyon,
mm-hmm.
and all the bugs and stuff eat it, they break it down. That's what this is. It's they don't be, you know, it's not a burial. It's nothing. You just put leaves and wood chips on it and let the bugs do the rest.
Yes.
Yeah. While the body is being broken down, she said families of the deceased. Now, here's, this is gross. Listen to this. While the body's being broken down, right?
Mm-hmm.
She said families of the deceased can visit the facility and will ultimately receive the soil that remains. Huh. It's up to the family to determine how they want to use that soil. Dude.
Mm-mm.
So the person you love is sitting in a room somewhere, laying in a room, and they got leaves and wood chips on it. And
it's just decomposing.
It's decomposing. And you get to go and visit it. And you get to see them decompose. Mm-mm. And when it's all in, they're going to take that soil. And here's what's amazing. It's up to the family to do what they want with the soil. You can cook with it. You can make hamburgers. You can spread it around your lawn. You can feed it to your dog.
Well,
you can grow tomatoes.
Yeah, apparently there's a Washington State University that had 6 people donate their bodies for research. And so it's been proved that the recomposition was indeed safe and effective for humans as well.
Well, that's been going on. That goes on in nature.
Mm-hmm.
If a body's in nature, it's going to decompose. But it doesn't mean, as human beings, we let other human bodies just lay around decomposing. I just think my problem with this is the whole dead thing.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
The whole worship of the death. Well, an average burial could cost between $8,000 and $25,000, and that's true. They're very expensive. Cremation could top $6,000. Now that's true. Well, we know that. But she hopes.
She hopes
to charge about $5,500 for human composting. That's $500 less than being cremated.
Mm-hmm. And this is she hopes.
That she hopes. Even... Yeah. Yeah. Well, she hopes it's going to catch on, and all these hippies, you know, end up paying
more, and then not be an issue anyway.
Yeah. You know, because you could go. You can go watch your loved one decompose, you know, when they get that skeleton shape or whatever, and just sit around the room and play Kumbaya and, you know, play with your Ouija board or whatever you're going to do in Washington.
Hmm.
Wow. Leslie Christian is a supporter of it. She says it's an attractive option from an environmental perspective. This is the one you're talking about, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She said a lot of people approve of the process, including her brother, who told her he wants his soil to be used to plant tomatoes.
Yum, yum. Monsanto seed.
Oh, gosh.
In human soil.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, that's a nice mixture there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
How many of you remember the story contained in the book of Acts, chapter 19, where there were 7 sons of Sceva, and they were trying to cast out a demon because they saw the apostle Paul doing great miracles through God? So they tried to do the same thing. So they go up to this guy who's demon possessed and they say, "We adjure you by this Jesus whom Paul preaches to come out." Yeah. And guess what the evil spirit did? The evil spirit answered them and said to them, "Hey, I recognize Jesus and I know about Paul, but who are you?" And guess what? The man that had the demons jumped on him, beat the heck out of him, subdued him, overpowered him, and they literally fled out of the house naked and wounded. Wow. Guess why? Guess why? Because they did not go to Amazon.com and buy Demons in My Marriage Bed, A True Story of Spiritual Warfare. The book is not about you being married or single. The book is about dealing with demonic forces, and you need to know how to do that today more than you ever have for your own life and for those around you. The book is a training manual, and there's training in there that will teach you how not to be the sons of Sceva and get beat up by demons. It will give you the tools for you to be recognized by them, because they'll know that you're exercising the authority that is given to you through Christ. You need to get this book.
And those stories there are why this is happening now. So, Ms. Capel, you have the scripture.
Romans 8:18-23 says, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the anxious longing of the creation waits eagerly for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself also will be set free from its slavery to corruption into the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and suffers the pains of childbirth until now. And not only this, but also we ourselves, having the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves grown within ourselves, waiting eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our body."
What that means is that creation itself
is groaning.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening now.
Mm-hmm. It's waiting for the revelation of the sons of God, mm-hmm. which hopefully are you and I.
That's right.
That's what it's waiting for. There's an end to this history, this timeline that was created in the garden with the serpent. And there's an end to that. And nature itself is like, come on, let's get it over with. Mm-hmm. And it's groaning and it's acting crazy. Jesus says the waves and the sea would be roaring. There'd be pillars of smoke, earthquake, all kinds of issues, and what horrible, terrifying signs in the heavens.
That's right.
Well, you know what? When you see a tornado in the heavens, I think that's pretty terrifying.
Mm-hmm. Especially when it's coming towards you.
Yeah. So this is what's happening in the nation of the United States of America, not on the West Coast and not on the East Coast, where people would expect tsunamis and earthquakes and, you know, it's happening in mid-America. It's happening in places, well, yeah, they've always had tornadoes there. But this, the flooding, is unprecedented, mm-hmm. especially for this time of year. It's going to be June. It's right around the corner. First, it's summer. Memorial Day starts the summer travel season.
That's right.
And you know, it's snowing, 4 inches of snow in Flagstaff, Arizona. Winter conditions. And it's not getting better. And the thing is with this, with what's going on in mid-America, the farmlands are destroyed. They can't plant the seeds that they would normally be planting this time of year. Mm-hmm. And that's a big deal when you need to eat, because they're not going to have the food. And the food that's still out there is going to cost a lot of money.
That's right.
You have to know that. The food prices are going to skyrocket here pretty soon. Mm-hmm. And never mind what's going to happen with the cheap Chinese junk we're getting at Walmart with all these tariffs and stuff. That's going to skyrocket too.
Yep. Fun times.
Yeah. So you better do like I do, put on a lot of body fat. That's going to carry you through the apocalypse. No one's going to accuse you of being pregnant if you're a man. They're going to go, oh, he's fat, but he's smart. Mm-hmm. He's not starving. all the skinny people are like, oh, I'm so hungry because they don't have any body fat. Come on. You know what? You gotta know how to work it. Here's the deal. This is from Daily Mail. And what's sad is that our own news media until like the last couple of days weren't even reporting about this stuff.
Why not?
Yeah. They never talk about the weather patterns, you know, on mainstream media. All they talk about is Trump, Pelosi, and we got to get his financial records. Oh, and then the Merkel's baby is an alien, and you know, and this lady had a bathing suit. They don't talk about what's going down. But I guess they couldn't ignore it anymore. So just the last couple of days, I see, you know, at least Fox and some of the other mainstream CNN actually doing articles on it. But this was done, this is the Daily Mail. Yeah, you have to go to the UK to get US news. They said it was a direct hit. Monster tornado tears through Jefferson City in Missouri. It caused catastrophic damage.
And a mass casualty event. Wow.
Yeah. As twisters across the state kill three, mm-hmm. the National Guard is called in. Catastrophic tornado ripped through Missouri's capital. This was a Wednesday night.
Yeah, about 11:43.
Yes. It took a direct hit by the storm. There were several unconfirmed reports of residents hearing mass casualties over the scanners.
Oh, how scary.
Three deaths. It's like a movie. Yeah, just like a bad movie. They don't. As a writing of this, they don't have the total number of fatalities. I'm sure there's more.
Oh yeah.
Cops received calls of people being trapped in their homes. 20 people have been rescued. Weather Service warned residents to take shelter now. Mm-mm. Large and destructive, and moving at 40 miles per hour.
Wow.
Tornado. Some have called these kind of things. Basically hurricanes on land is what they're experiencing.
Wow.
It's like hurricane force winds on land, you know, not near the ocean. Some residents were trapped under rubble in an apartment complex. It's
interesting that these things are just so strange that they actually have to give it a new name.
Yeah. Yes, they're unprecedented. Mm-hmm. They're not just your regular... You know, tornadoes that go through Tornado Alley in certain times of the year.
And these pictures are devastating.
Oh, the pictures are just horrible. They almost looked photoshopped. They're so devastating. It looks like a war zone.
Power lines on the street.
Oh, yeah. Mm. I mean, it does. It looks like a nuclear bomb went off. Yeah. So anyway... A hotel, a Best Western hotel, got hit by a tornado. There was injuries inside. YMCA buildings, apartments went down. Power lines are everywhere. It's a mess.
Yeah.
People are trapped.
And apparently a YMCA building collapsed. So now the firefighters aren't able to reach a complex that there's, you know, that need rescue of people.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. They also said now after the storm leaves the region, they're expecting 2 more inches of rain. Mm-hmm. This area is already saturated.
Yeah.
And they already have flooding. So they said that there's a possibility of more tornadoes and flash flooding. So it's constant. It won't let up. It's unbelievable. Yeah. That's 2-story buildings have been ripped. So there's all kinds of pictures here. If you haven't seen it,
there has been numerous reports of gas odors.
Oh gosh!
So yeah, you can imagine.
Yeah, this is something else. I mean, I haven't seen any videos of it yet. I will probably tonight on YouTube, but the pictures that I'm looking at now are just devastating. Yeah, just devastating. Yeah, like an atomic bomb, right?
Mm-hmm.
Looks like Hiroshima. Unbelievable.
Very sad.
Unbelievable. To go along with that, now these new stories are just a few days old. This one is from Tuesday. Oh, the one I just read, there was 90 tornadoes. 90 tornadoes 90. Since Monday. 90 since Monday.
Wow.
Are you kidding me?
That's a lot of tornadoes.
Yeah. So this was Tuesday, May 21st. This is from CNN, and it says there were 30 tornadoes reported in the central U.S. on Tuesday. Mm-mm. Yeah. And this is before the ones that hit last night.
Yep.
Or Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. Vicious weather brought damaging tornadoes, heavy rains to areas of the central United States, already dealing with floodwaters that prompted scores of water rescues over the last couple of days. They said there were at least 30 preliminary reports of tornadoes, most occurring in Kansas and Missouri. And it says over the past 5 days, check it out, there's been 130 tornado reports over the last 5 days, according to this article. That's from NOAA. Tornado warning included the city of St. Louis. Forecasters warned of 60 mile per hour winds and pity sized hail.
Mm-mm. So that's really something.
Yeah. So a lot
hail,
of
hail, thunderstorm, and tornadoes. It's a bad mix right there.
That is. In Oklahoma, in middle Oklahoma, floodwaters carried people away while rescuers tried to pull them to safety. Mm. There's a real sad picture here. There's a lady clinging to a tree.
Yeah.
Some guy goes out there to rescue her. Mm-hmm. I guess these were the tree where this is at used to be driveways or used to be streets.
Yeah, not anymore.
They're just, I mean, they're like rivers. Unbelievable. In Payne County, Oklahoma, 82,000 people. It's a home to 82,000 people. Mm. Emergency responders have conducted more than 30 water rescues.
Wow, that's a lot.
Between 6 and 8 inches of rain fell on Monday. Mm-mm. It closed parts of Interstate 40. That's a mess. They said high water was lapping up against homes. And they have swift water rescue teams all over the place.
Wow. That they actually can use boats is amazing.
Yeah. And it's like, driveway. And they're expected more. This is everywhere. Okay, so this story goes back. This one goes Daily Mail, and this goes back to Thursday, May 23rd. And this is dramatic video shows a woman being rescued from floodwaters as 22 million people brace themselves in the central states for hail and heavy rain. And at this time, 22 tornadoes ripped through the southern plains while Colorado sees its latest May snow in 44 years.
Wow. Mm-mm.
And then we know since this has been written that it's snowed in Flagstaff, Arizona, mm-hmm. which it does in the winter.
Yeah, but not like...
But not in May.
Yeah.
And it snowed 4 inches. And they even closed Interstate 40. I mean, it snowed. I mean, it's winter conditions.
Mm-hmm.
You get the point. Why is this happening? Well, it's not global warming, and it's not your lawnmower, and it's not your pickup truck. I do believe a grand solar minimum, but that's not it either. It's happening because it's judgment time. It's judgment on this nation as well as every other nation on this earth.
Yeah.
Iniquity is filled up. We read all those articles leading up to these weather reports, and this is why.
Yeah, this is happening because we've rejected God.
Exactly. And the creature itself, the creation itself, groans for the revealing of the sons of God.
Yep.
That is why. And that is why it's not getting better. It's not cyclic. It's not going to be okay next year. It's worse. And it's happening at such a fast rate. It's incredible. Mm-hmm. Today, I talked to a gentleman at the gym. And right here in Mesquite, we live in the Nevada desert. And it's been raining on and off for I don't know how long. Which is highly unusual. Mm-hmm. Because this time of year, it actually gets pretty hot.
Yep.
And then going into June through September, it gets hell hot here. I mean, really hot. And, you know, winter's over. Spring has come. We've had a couple of 90-degree days, I think in March, in mm-hmm. April, somewhere. But it's been raining, and it's not only raining, it's been cold. It's like 68 degrees. It's in the low 70s. It's overcast. It, you know, it's you go outside, and it feels like it's January or February in the desert. And poor little animals, they don't know what to do. Snakes come out, and they're like, I don't know what to do. And they go hiding, you know.
I know.
But anyway, I talked to this gentleman today, and we were talking about the weather, and we were making fun of global warming, you know. You know, he's an old veteran, been around a long time, and so he knows the BS when he sees BS. And we're making fun of global warming and stuff. But he told me that this time last year, this day last year, it was 110 in Mesquite, Nevada.
Wow. Ain't that something?
Yeah, and I didn't look that up, but I guess it'd be easy to do, you know, say how hot was it last year at this time. But I do remember last year, our May was very hot, and we had just tremendous heat in May. And I do remember this, thinking, oh, my goodness, I hope this is no indicator how the rest of the summer is going to be. And we did have a hot summer. We definitely did. I mean, it's, you know, if your car's parked outside, you'll register 120 degrees easy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It did get hot. You know, 111, 115 is not unusual out here. And I do remember May being hot, and I was just hoping that, you know, come June, it would cool down a little bit and just kind of normalize. But he said last year was 110, and today, you know, when I talked to him, it's like, you know, 71. Mm-hmm. But we see like spikes and 20-degree spikes. I mean, like I said, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we had a couple of 90-degree days, and then that evening, it'll drop down to, you know, 70s. I mean, you're talking like 20-degree spikes. That's it's very bizarre. One person on Facebook had called our local weather psychotic weather. Huh. I thought that was a pretty good way to put it because that's what it seems like. It's just nuts, you know. Anyway, I'm not complaining that it's raining and cool. I get it why I can because it does get hot here. And so, anyway, you got anything else to add, Ms. Capaya?
No, I don't think so.
Well, let me remind everybody that the Jacks, Matt and Shailene Jacks from the Seed War Radio, are starting a cooking show. I believe they're going to do it on YouTube. I know on Facebook they already have a couple videos out. And they have a group that you can join called the Fourth Man Barbecue, and it's all about barbecue, slow and low barbecue, how to cook and, you know, make stuff and things like that. So anyway, Matt had asked me if I would write the theme song for that show, and I said, sure, love to. And so I wrote a song called The Fourth Man Barbecue for him, but it turned out so good. The song is so groovy. It's a blues boogie. Right, Ms. Capel?
Yeah.
You could tap, you'll tap your toes to it, man. And it's all about this hungry guy in a black Cadillac driving deserted Nevada roads to try to find the fourth man barbecue because he needs to eat.
Yeah, that could be you.
Yeah, oh, that's me. It's actually a biography. It's a self, I wrote that about me. And so the song turned out so good, I said, you know what, I'm going to publish this thing. So I did. And it will be officially out on the 27th of May. But I'll give you a hint. It is available on iTunes and Apple Music right now. It came out a little early. But it'll be at all the other online digital retailers by May 27th. And so I did a video. And when I did this video, I got so hungry. Right, Ms. Capel?
That's right.
That the next day I had to go out and get barbecue.
And we did.
Yeah, and we did. A true story. The video I did, the barbecue, the food, I even show Matt in there and some of his barbecue. I'm telling you, if you're on a diet, do yourself a favor. Don't watch. Don't even listen to the song, because you will gain 3 pounds just listening to the song, and you will gain 6 if you watch the video. I don't know how that works, but it's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
It's delicious. So if you get a chance on our Facebook page, I posted it on there, but it's also under Mesquite Cafe, the project that I operate under. I operate all my blues music under Mesquite Cafe Blues Band.
Yay.
So if you go to Facebook and go Mesquite Cafe, you're going to find it. You should like it and subscribe, because I'm always putting stuff up there. That's cool. So anyway, there's t-shirts. There's all kinds of stuff out there about Mesquite Cafe. But the song is cool. You should hear it. And a matter of fact, I should play it for you.
Oh, yes, please.
Should I play it for him?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm going to play it for you guys. So listen up. I hope you like it. If you like it, support us. You know, spend 99 cents and get it. Put on your phone.
Yeah, 99 cents. What's that?
Yeah. And that helps us out. All right?
Thank you.
Thank you and good night.
Y'all getting hungry. I want some barbecue. Highway 94. Bella's getting angry and starting to roar. Rear view mirror shows a face getting lean. If I